This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9, and we are having a spooktacular time because it's Halloween. So Robbie and I have gotten right into the spirit.
We've gotten dressed up as our favourite Halloween outfits. You can see those on the Mad Wednesday Facebook page if you want to.
Yes. Now, we were having a bit of a chat off air because everyone has been talking about it. Sabrina, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, have arrived. The remake of the classic 90s, well, it was a classic 90s sitcom, and it's been reworked to fit more in line with the recent horror comics that have been released in the past 5 years. And a new series was launched on Netflix on the weekend. And I don't know about you, Robbie, but I binge watched it. I was done in a 24-hour period. I was done.
I intended to watch one episode, and I watched two, nearly pushed myself into watching three because it is quite gripping.
Yeah.
It's quite good.
It's really good because unlike, we all remember the, you know, 90s Sabrina the Teenage Witch, that was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know, you had Salem the Talking Cat. That was a sitcom after all. It was kooky. That went for 7 years.
Oh, you
did. You know that? 7 years,
yeah,
it went for.
Right.
And in my intense research for trivia tonight, because you never know what questions there are going to be, I decided to do quite a bit of research on the original series. So in the original series, in this new one, Sabrina's parents have passed away. There's a suspicious plot where they were murdered or something.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's not talking about it. There's something going on. But also Sabrina's father was forbidden to marry and a human, because
yeah,
witches are mortal. That's the word they use. They use mortal, which are supernatural beings. And he broke the rules. So in this one, you know, that led to their demise. But in the original series, in the sitcom, they didn't want to be that dark. So Sabrina's parents were alive.
Yeah, right.
Do you remember
where
that?
Where were they, though?
That was what got me really confused. I fell into a bit of an internet K-hole, and it was like, where am I going? Round and round in circles, round and round in circles, driving around like crazy. And what ended up happening was that the Witches' Council didn't allow the parents to see Sabrina.
Right.
So apparently at the age of 16, witches live with someone else. It was just a rule. They don't live with their parents anymore. But because Sabrina's parents were mortal and witch and warlock and were not allowed to be together, Sabrina's father, you know, had to stay away but lived inside her spell book to keep checks on her sometimes. So he would appear a couple of episodes. And Sabrina's mother, get this is ridiculous. Sabrina's mother was, they cast a spell so that she couldn't, her and Sabrina ever looked each other in the eye, she would turn to wax.
Okay.
And that was the storyline. So when Sabrina tried to find her, her mother cats keep turning away from her and going, I can never look at you because I will turn to wax. I can't, if I look at you, you know, that's the end. And
right.
And Sabrina was kind of heartbroken. And then there was a period of time where she was given a choice, and she chose to look at her mother, be with her mother, and give up magic. But that was just a silly test. But then, in the final,
you have done your research.
I've done my research, because this is what's crazy. In the final, in one of the seasons, Sabrina stalks her mother, and it was the mum that it was recast, and it was the mum from the Wonder Years. And Sabrina stalks her mother, and they wind up in the same room together, and accidentally lock eyes on each other, and she turns into a ball of wax, and she's a talking head that's a ball of wax, and they're just chatting away and everything. And she, it's part of the comedy, and then she accidentally leaves her too close to the iron and her mother melts.
Grim.
So the sitcom, I know that was a long-winded explanation, but the sitcom got pretty dark as well, but not as dark as this new series. I have sat down and binged the whole thing. It really dives into, you know, the rituals and demonic forces. It looks at witchcraft, yeah, in a really great way.
Yeah, it is much darker and sort of the good versus evil and that sort of stuff. I must say, I'm loving everything that Sabrina wears. I'm loving
she looks
her costume.
Great.
It's sort of like dark, but a little bit glittery.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool.
The costume design and the set design, everything is really stylistic. I think,
yeah,
one of the really good things about this show, it's the same thing that they kind of did with Riverdale. They stay true to the comics in the sense that they really give you this ye olde feel, but it could be happening right now.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like there are old radios in the rooms, but then the kids are using a mobile phone. And you just, how does this go? So I think they've done a really great job to marry a lot of elements together. And I honestly love it. I'm not kidding. I binged the whole thing. I've already restarted watching it with other people. I cannot recommend it enough. Everyone, dive into it because it's so worth it. I know I went on a bit of a tangent with the original Sabrina, but one of the things that people were complaining about was that Salem doesn't speak.
Yeah.
So in this, in the original cartoon, there was a period of time where, you know, witches just have cats as familiars, and that was the storyline. Then there was a whole other storyline that Salem was a warlock that had fallen in love with a witch and then rejected her, so she turned him into a cat. Then the sitcom series had another reason for why, you know, Salem was actually a person turned into a cat. Went around and round and round in circles. But this is just, yeah, it's just a cat.
Yeah,
which I love that was the only thing that people, they hate that there's not a talking cat, which I thought was really hilarious.
There's not. And I'll tell you what I do love straight off the bat.
Hit me.
I haven't seen her before, but the actress that's played Sabrina
is she's wonderful. Okay, did you not watch Feud?
No.
Okay, Feud was a wonderful Ryan Murphy series, which had Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange, and they, as Betty Davis and all of that, it was amazing. And she actually played the daughter of Betty Davis.
Right.
And she was really great in that role. And she's really great as Sabrina. It's a difficult character to play because you're walking so many eggshells. Like, everyone else gets to be just good or evil, and she has to balance so much. But it's absolutely great. And you don't even know. You're only three episodes in. Wait till you get to episode 10.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean for our Halloween bumper edition.
Yes, we are. And we are joined in the studio by the fabulous, fantabulous Ruby Taboo.
Hello. Just dropped it off my broomstick.
You're right into the Halloween spirit. Now, Ruby, before we jump to the news and we'll dive into Drag Nation in a bit after 5:30, you were telling us that you've been watching The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina the Teenage Witch as well. Are you loving it?
I am. I was like, this is not how I remember the original. it was fantastic, though. I love it. Like, it's definitely taken inspiration from, like, you know, you've got, like, those shows.
Well, from the comics.
Yeah, from the comics. And, like, it's, like,
it's dark. Just
shows like Riverdale and, you know, like, these kind of shows that are out and at the moment are just, you know, really hitting it hard.
It's fun,
they're dark, isn't it? And it's so amazing.
So have you finished it yet?
No, I'm only up to like the second or the third episode.
You're both so slow.
I know, but I can barely watch it with the lights off. So
no, we're just very busy. Too.
Are you upset? Hey, I'm Australia's busiest homosexual, as per what's written on the internet. I wrote it myself, but that's
just not
the point.
Lies.
Yep. Now, but before we jump to the news, are you happy with the fact that Salem is not talking, or would you rather a talking cat?
I think it very much fits with what they're going for. I mean, Salem was funny when he was talking in the.
Was he?
Because it was like a family fun-filled comedy show. And in this one, you know, like there's like legitimate blood. There's no laughing track.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's no studio audience. I'm like, oh Lord, like people are getting killed. And I'm like, oh, I don't, like, let's go back to the 90s. Let's go back to Funny Aunt Helder.
A little more darkness, not so much light.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.